The Samaritan Woman, March 9, 1898. After Christ had talked with the Samaritan woman, she believed him to be the Messiah, and she was glad to receive the truth. She wanted her brethren of Samaria to see and know Christ, and desired to carry to them the great and good tidings. She went into the city, and saith to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" John 4, verse 28-29. So deeply impressed was she with the truth that this was the Christ, that when she went into the city, she left her water pot behind. The men were interested in her report and came out of the city to Jesus. After the woman had gone to the city, the disciples saw that Christ's face was irradiated. He did not seem to notice the food they had placed before him. They entreated him to take the refreshment they had brought to him. But he said unto them, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." The disciples did not understand his words, and they said to each other, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" Jesus saith unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work." Verses 32-34. His face shone as he again addressed his disciples. "Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true: one soweth, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors." Verses 35-38. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of that woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." The earnest, longing desire of the Samaritans was that he would tarry with them, and he did not say them nay. He abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, "Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Verses 39-42. Oh, how Christ rejoiced! Here indeed was a reaping quickly following the sowing. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." Matthew 13, verse 31-32. This tiny seed, as described when planted, in process of time springs up, first the blade, then the stalk, and then the spreading branches, so that the birds lodge in it. From nature, Christ drew this representation of the kingdom of heaven. When nature is comprehended and understood, it is among the most instructive teachers of divine knowledge.